Greetings, friendly viewers. Today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we are absolutely delighted to be invited into executive vegan and raw pastry chef AJ's kitchen to learn a few fantastic vegan raw treats and sweets. As they are Chef AJ's specialty, we'll make all of these without using any processed ingredients. For the past 10 years, Chef AJ has shared her unique vegan recipes and tips as an instructor in various culinary schools in Los Angeles, California, USA, and as a consultant for Exelis Health and Wellness Center. She herself has followed a plant-based diet for more than 32 years. Often engaged in charitable works, Chef AJ volunteers her time as a culinary instructor at the Braille Institute and Black Women's Wellness Center to share healthy recipes with many people who have diabetes. She has been invited to prepare food for many celebrities and television shows. Through her raw vegan recipes, Chef AJ helps many achieve good health while enjoying scrumptious foods.
Hi, I'm Chef AJ. I'm the executive vegan and raw food pastry chef right in Los Angeles. And today I'm going to show you how to make some delicious vegan raw desserts. So let's get started. The first thing I'm making is one of the best sellers at the restaurant, and it's called an orange chocolate mousse torte. It's raw, it's vegan, and it doesn't have any refined or processed ingredients like agave, doesn't even have salt or any oil. First thing I'm going to do is make the crust. You need a food processor. Now you really can use any nut or seed in raw desserts, but for this one I'm using walnuts, and when I don't have walnuts, sometimes I use pecans. I start out with 2 cups of raw walnuts. Make sure your nuts are raw, not roasted or toasted, and definitely without salt. So in raw desserts, nuts are like the flour. We grind them into a flour by using the food processor. Now I don't want to overprocess and actually get a nut butter, which we will use in the next step of the dessert. But for the crust, I want to turn it on and grind it into a flour. So basically, it's just fine crumbs, sort of like breadcrumbs, and that's my flour. Now, to get it to stick together, my binder is dates. I don't use any type of sugar, raw or artificial sweeteners. I just use dates or fruits as my sweeteners. Not even agave, not even maple syrup, just dates. Now, I can't give you an exact measure because every date is different. Medjool dates are very, very moist and very sweet. I'm using Deglet Nors, which are drier and less sweet. Remember, in any type of cooking, raw, vegan, it doesn't matter. You can always add, you can't take away. So you start with about a cup of dates, and sometimes that will be enough. I'm looking for it to hold together and to stick together. It's not quite there, so I'm going to add some more dates, a few at a time, until I get the consistency I'm looking for. Now, the way I know it's done is once I have a ball, if I can easily break that ball in half and it stays, it doesn't crumble, that's the consistency I'm looking for. I'm going to process it just a little bit more so that it's all fully incorporated. Now, because this is a chocolate torte, I'm going to add 1/4 cup of raw cacao. And I'm using 1/4 cup. And because I love vanilla and it really just makes chocolate taste even better, I'm using 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract. Now this is an alcohol-free vanilla. For my palate, I don't like the taste of alcohol in general, and especially in desserts. I'm going to process it again. I'm going to take a cheesecake pan. A cheesecake pan is a pan where the bottom easily lifts out, and it's great for desserts. Now, what I call my crust can actually be made into many, many different things. If I wanted to, I could just form these into little round balls of any shape or size, freeze them, eat them at room temperature, and this would be a delicious raw cookie. I could flatten it if I wanted this shape. I could dehydrate it. I just want to process this a little bit more because the chocolate is not yet completely incorporated. There we go. It's perfect now. I'm going to pour it into my pan. There's no need to grease your pan because there is enough natural oil in the nuts. And all I do is press it in the pan. I could have used figs instead of dates. I could have used raisins, even apricots, and I could have used any combination of seed or nut, and any extract. If I wanted a mint dessert, I could have used peppermint extract. I could have used orange extract, a little almond extract, no extract if you're a purist. And so there all I do is press it into the pan, and that's going to be my crust. Now, to make the filling, so as I said before, when making the crust, I didn't want to overprocess the nuts and turn it into a nut butter. Well, for the next step of the dessert, I actually do. So what I have here is 12 ounces of raw organic walnuts. That's about 3 cups, but to be precise, it is exactly 12 ounces. I'm going to process this. I want it to go into an actual nut butter. It's going to take a few minutes. And if you're impatient, you can go buy one already made. See, it's starting to get a line on the bottom, which means it's starting to turn into the nut butter. Every so often, you may want to take your spatula and scrape it down. You can see the line is getting even bigger. As this line gets darker, you can see that it's actually turning into a nut butter. So the same ingredient, depending on how you process it, will have a completely different result. And that's really some of the tricks we do in the bakery, especially when we're making the raw desserts. So you can see this looks totally different than the crust did. So this is my nut butter. This is walnut butter. So once it gets into a nice creamy consistency, I'm going to add 1/2 cup of raw cacao powder. If you can't have chocolate or avoid it for any reason, this works equally well with carob. When you use carob, it's going to be much lighter, so the dessert won't have that very rich, deep, dark flavor like the chocolate one. But trust me, the taste is just as delicious. So I have 1/2 cup of raw cacao powder and 1/2 cup of organic shredded coconut, and I get the finest shred that I can find. And I process this again. Now, I'm going to take what's in the food processor, which is my walnut nut butter, coconut, and cacao. I made this recipe up about 6 years ago after getting out of culinary school because I just wanted something rich and delicious. So I'm going to put this aside for right now, and I'm going to make my date paste. As I said, dates are the only sweetener I use, and you can buy date paste commercially made. In my experience, it's delicious, but it's never been as creamy as I need it to be for my dessert. So I'm going to make it myself. So what I have here is 1 pound of dates, which I measured out, and I soaked it in 2 cups of fresh organic orange juice. I soaked it overnight. Sometimes it only needs a few hours. It depends, because I started with the Deglet Nord dates, which were very dry and hard, and by soaking them, they got very creamy and soft, and they plumped up. Now, the reason I soaked it in orange juice is because this is an orange chocolate mousse torte. You could soak it in water, you could soak it in almond milk, but you do need to soak it in something to get this creamy consistency. I'm going to pour it in the food processor. Now, you have to be a little bit careful here because I'm using so much liquid. So I'm going to take my little towel and hold it over this so that it doesn't splatter out. And the date paste is great to have on hand in your refrigerator. It keeps for weeks. It's great not only to sweeten your raw vegan desserts, but anytime you want something really sweet, or if you're smoothie, for instance, I make a lot of green smoothies. If they're not sweetened up, it's so much better to use dates. Dates are a whole natural food that has fiber, vitamins, minerals, micronutrients. So my philosophy is if God made it, eat it. If God didn't make it, don't eat it. God didn't make agave. God made dates, and that's why it's my sweetener of choice. So I have my date paste here, and then I'm going to add back to it my nut butter, which has had cocoa and coconut added. I'm going to process it so it all gets fully incorporated. And that's basically it. What takes the most time is waiting for it to set in the freezer because you want to eat it right now because it's so delicious. So I take this out and I place it on top of the crust. I'm a culinary instructor in Los Angeles. I have been one for 10 years. And in one of my classes, I actually teach this dessert. So many people have had this recipe, yet for some reason, they still would rather call me up and pay me to make one for them. So cheesecake pans, you can get at just about any restaurant supply store. Even craft stores, I've seen them at. They're not very expensive. They're great because the sides just open up and you can slide the dessert out. And then I just smooth the top over with a spatula. And to decorate, I'm just going to put a little bit of the coconut on top, sprinkle it on. And then these are raw cacao nibs. It'll add a little bit of crunch and make the top look pretty. Raw cacao nibs are great to mix with nuts and fruits, make your own trail mix. So now I need to put it in the freezer. It's best to really wait overnight. So let me put it this way. It's never going to get so hard that you can't cut it. That's the beauty of this. Because of the way I process it, it will still have a creamy consistency, but it's too soft right now to cut. So I'm going to go put it in the freezer right now and show you how to make a delicious raspberry sauce to go with it.
Please come back tomorrow to join Chef AJ on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. She'll show us how to make a raspberry coulis, to decorate the orange chocolate mousse torte, and a caramel fasciato smoothie to go with it. We will also step into the restaurant's dining room and hear what guests think about Chef AJ's creations. We'll see you then. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. Contact Chef AJ to wow your taste buds with fantastic vegan ideas and recipes. www.ajsrockinfoods.com and Chef AJ at AT&T.net.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.